If you're looking for a comedian who personifies anger, you need look no further than Lewis Black. Pixar chose him to literally voice the part of anger in the Academy Award-winning film Inside Out. I would argue that that is the part Lewis was born to play, but I wouldn't dare argue with Lewis. He'd wipe the floor with me.
You want a piece of this, Pops? Come and get it!
Lewis has been ranting and raving about the absurdities of contemporary life since the 90s. He's also written 3 best-selling books and more than 40 plays. His latest special is called Thanks for Risking Your Life. It was filmed on March 13th, 2020, the day that the U.S. government declared a state of emergency due to the coronavirus epidemic. Since the crowd was already at the venue, Lewis and his crew went ahead and filmed what may be the last comedy special before the U.S. locked down.
And so finally the box answered. Took a while, but it said, well, a McNugget is a McNugget. And a tender is a tender. Well, armed with that information, I threw caution to the wind. I'm kind of a foodie, so I said, hey, bring on the tenders. I drove up to the window. The employee came to the window. I said, don't go in yet, please. Before you go, tell me, do you know the difference between a McNugget and a tender? Without any hesitation, the employee said, well, the tender tastes a bit more like chicken. That's what's wrong with America.
We do a live stream called The Rant Is Due, and so we have 2 cameras we run every night. So we had those, and we got a couple more, and figured we'd shoot it just for posterity. Here's a record of in my final performances. I didn't know if any other comic would have a record of theirs, but at least we had put it away in a time capsule. And so then when I finished, I realized in part myself, I realized that what I had done on stage was really the rough draft, not the rough draft, but the written draft of what would become my special.
Many of you, I'm sure, don't listen to our leader. And that's a big mistake. I know that when he comes on, some of you go, and you're missing something important, an important lesson, one that he has taught me, and it has changed my life. And one of the reasons that I'm visiting your village is to share that with you. That's right. And what is that important message? And what is it that changed my life? And what is it that makes me so happy now? Is because my leader has taught me that if I think it, it's true.
And I came off stage and Jeff Stilson, who was opening for me, said, that's the special. Everything else I had done up to that point was done on the larger scale. And this one had an intimacy to it that I'd not seen in other specials.
Mm-hmm. You deliver some very funny, very timely, and very smart jokes in Thanks for Risking Your Life. And one of my favorites is where you talk about just how far apart the 2 major political parties are now. How far apart are they?
The joke became and evolved into the fact that it used to be, you know, the political parties had an agenda, and, you know, they were fighting for some sort of, you know, this is what I believe, this is what I believe. And it was about, you know, should we lower taxes? Should we raise taxes? Should we do this for people? Should we do that for people? Should we have infrastructure? Should we not have infrastructure? What is the limits of the federal government? What is the state government? All of that stuff. And now that's gone completely out the window. And we've done what I said, and I was doing it as a joke. And it wasn't about the parties. It was just about us that we had now reached the point that we were fighting over realities.
We've done something with these 2 political parties that really is unbelievable. No other country has done it. No other country. We used to have parties that argue ideas. Ha ha, not anymore. Now we have 2 separate political parties that actually exist in 2 totally different realities. And if you didn't laugh at that, you.
more I travel around the country. I was in Florida, where you go to New York, where I live, and I imagine Madison, and then parts of Wisconsin. It's like you go from one reality to another. You know, I left New York oh my God virus, as I call it, was hitting there, and people were masking up again, and I never had stopped masking. They were masking on the streets in New York City. They were not fooling around. Then I got to Florida. It was like, woohoo, it's over. You know, it was done there. And there is a real fight in this country. It's those two realities.
Mm-hmm. You have this great routine about an over-the-counter supplement called Prevagen. How has Prevagen changed your life?
I wish it had. I've never bought it.
Okay, how has it not changed your life?
Yeah, never bought the stuff.
It is a remarkable memory-enhancing drug. It's spectacular. It's a miracle. If I'd taken my Prevagen, I would have remembered to take my Prevagen. It's so powerful, you don't even need a prescription. It's as powerful in many ways and as much of a miracle as our other drugs that are miracles, vitamin C and aspirin. Every drugstore in America sells it. It's still on the shelves, unlike toilet paper.
But my favorite thing about Prevagen was it came from it, which has an ingredient originally found in jellyfish, which is such a great. Now they've made them take that out. That line is gone. After they dropped that, they were bringing out these spokespeople, and it would say underneath, spokesperson. You know, I'm not a moron. You know, I mean, it's like I don't need Prevagen to remind me what spokesperson means. You paid somebody to basically give you a testimonial, you jackasses. So you've gone from shilling on one level to shilling on another level. And these people are, of course, what do you think? You know, I would like anything for $100,000. Great. Yeah. You know, just to do one commercial, that's always good.
Mm-hmm, probably. Since we're here in America's Dairyland, I have to ask you about cow cuddling. What's your take on cow cuddling?
It's unbelievable to me that people would. I've never driven by a dairy farm or looked at the fields as my tour bus that I'm on has rolled by a field filled with cows and thought, God, I got to get out there and hug one of those beasts.
Cuddling a warm 1,000-pound cow can impart a sense of calm. The farm's website says because the animals, and this is in quotes, sense if you are happy, sad, feel lost, a cow feels, wow, this person feels lost. A cow, anxious or are excited. If you're hugging a cow and you feel excited, you need to see a doctor bad.
You've been ranting for almost 25 years now. Is it fair to say that as our world has become more messed up, your anger that you express on stage is less exaggerated and more genuine?
Well, it's still got to be, yeah, I mean, it's where it comes from has always been genuine. What you got to do is always, it just can't be angry. You got to play it. There's a fine line, because if you cross that line, which I used to do before I figured it out, it kind of pushes the audience away. What's funny is I was trying to find other ways to be. I did a whole, I can't even remember the name of the concert that I did, you know, the special that I did, where I tried to calm down everything and find another way to express anger without yelling at all of the stuff. And the major criticism of that special was that, oh, he got tired. He's not yelling anymore. Because I thought I was saying things in a way that were more vicious than when I was yelling.
Has talking about this Kafkaesque absurdity that we find ourselves immersed in, has that taken any kind of a psychic toll on you?
Yeah, what it has done is made, it's not a psychic toll, okay. But what it has done is, how do you satirize something that's already satiric? That's the hard part. My job, this is where it's broken me. My job is to be more insane than what I see. And ball game is over. I didn't think I could get to this point. I never thought I'd get to the point where that I couldn't come up with. And then every so often, I had a couple of times during the past 4 months where I woke up and went, that's it. Eureka. I think I've got it. I've just got to write this down and then I fall back asleep. But that's the only, I've had two or three moments where I get it. It's like the thing about, you know, it's retooling the joke each year.
How would you, Lewis Black, fix what's wrong with America if you were given the chance?
Home room. I would send every American every morning before they went to work, in terms of anybody over the age of 18. That's it. Everybody has to, in alphabetical order, get together. So you have 30 people and they have to get together in a room for 5 minutes and they have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And they have to look at each other and they have to spend that 5 to 10 minutes together. And then there's morning announcements. The president should say something. And then whoever wants to speak from the majority party, and whoever wants to speak for the minority party. And that's it. They have to sit there and listen to that. And then they have lunch suggestions. And then you start your work day. But that's really where things went awry, I think, is that you're not putting people in a room together. And especially now, this is the perfect storm of, you know, with, you know, that you're not in the public square and you're not seeing people that these people who 4 years ago wouldn't yell at each other about this stuff because they dealt with each other every day and they would talk about a football game. And so if you do that, then all of a sudden yelling at that person about something else becomes, it's tougher if you've bonded. And we've stopped bonding on just the dopey levels.
Yeah, very well said. Lewis Black, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. That was great.
Comedian Lewis Black is the king of the rant. His latest comedy special is Thanks for Risking Your Life. Find out more at WPR.org/beta.
Because of the internet, because of Twitter and Facebook, and everybody has a camera phone, we are constantly being bombarded with moral questions and ethical questions in a way we never have been before.
Coming up, television writer and producer Michael Schur joins us to tell us how to be perfect, assuming, of course, that we're not already. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio.